Conversation that's on the money. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
With so many streaming services now offering programming, the possibility of some mergers or buyouts is growing. Let's talk about that with Tom Lason, the media analyst at on Twitter at Tom Lason out of Seattle. So, Tom, just wondering, what are we looking at in terms of the future of streaming? I mean, there is a lot of competition out there. And oftentimes, you know, I'll sit there in the evening and go, all right, which one of these am I watching tonight? So what is going to be the future of streaming in your eyes?
I really think that consolidation is where we're at. As we see headwinds coming along for advertising revenues and margin pressure on the streaming and broadcast side on both ends of those businesses, with cord cutting happening on the broadcast side, you know, you take a look at Paramount, their revenues are up 5% this year, but on television, cable, you know, they're suffering there. The OTA services are seeing growth. But there's going to be a limit to that. There's going to be winners and losers. There's going to be consolidation. You know, you look at any market, and I don't care if you're talking about airlines or pizzas or car brands or whatever it is, there's typically room in this system for two or three best-of-breed major players. And I think there's little doubt that that's what's going to be happening over time. We may see some hybridization of that where instead of just getting folded into another service, a streamer decides, you know, something, we'll sell a couple of our hit shows and keep them available a la carte to drive a little revenue instead of getting swallowed up. But we're going to see consolidation. We're going to see some change because between production costs and licensing costs and the clunkiness of the interface for the consumer, where we're at now clearly isn't sustainable.
Tom, are there certain streamers that make better matches with other streamers, or that we might say, okay, this is where we might think that, okay, here's where there's some consolidation, or elsewhere in the broadcast streaming market?
Yeah, I think so. You know, there's going to be obviously sports is a place where there's going to be a leader that emerges both on fantasy and on live broadcast sports. You know, I think somebody can cover that square, one square there and be successful, one or two squares. But it's a matter of looking across the OTA services, seeing how or if their libraries and their hit productions complement or compete with each other. And I think that'll be part of the calculus. I really don't have enough of a crystal ball to say who merges with who and what we end up with. But again, I don't think it takes a brilliant media analysis to say that where we're at now with too many choices, too many interfaces, too much of a clunky problem for the consumer between billing and subs and everything else and just remembering your passwords, that this has always been a transitional technology from cable. And I wouldn't be surprised to see all of this fold back into more of a cable style a la carte service at some point.
That's Tom Lason, media analyst out of Seattle. You can check him out on Twitter at Tom Lason. Tom, thanks.